Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got one. You're the devil.
All right, Norm Pattis, constitutional lawyer, famous criminal lawyer, is here with us. And I was asking during the break, how do you know less than 6 hours after Dante Wright is shot and killed when they're out after him on an armed robbery warrant? And the woman says, taser, taser, during the fight. And obviously, during the adrenaline pulls the wrong weapon. That's happened quite a bit. It's part of the training. Why would she want to destroy herself? Why would she want to go to prison? It's still sad that he died, but he's the one out waving guns around, you know, with a warrant and all the rest of it during riots. I mean, I'm surprised more weren't killed. I'm still not saying I'm happy about it. But we know Kim Potter, the veteran police officer's name, very, very quickly. Now the country's burning, you know, in the middle of the nation and on the West Coast. And they say if the officer... in the Chauvin trial is found not guilty, despite what the jury, you know, seen, the whole country will burn because, you know, this is more injustice. So I was asking Norm Pattis, what do we do when the DOJ just minutes ago said they've closed the case in the investigation of the death of Ashley Babbitt on video that our own reporter that was out freelancing, but he got the footage. Maybe we should roll some of that. Sam shot this. He was just arrested by the FBI yesterday. Talk about crazy. It's the epicenter of everything, InfoWars. And they are saying, we're not going to tell you the name. This was 3 months ago plus. I don't know where in law, where in anywhere you can do this. This is really a dangerous precedent. You got a black guy killing a white woman. We don't ever know his name. You got a white woman killing a black guy. We know in 6 hours. What's going on here, Norm?
Well, so with respect to what, how the government gets to keep secrets, there is something known as the law enforcement privilege. So while an investigation is pending, the government can keep secrets. And the theory is that public distribution or broadcast of its investigative efforts could prejudice the investigation. However, what the DOJ did today is hugely significant. By closing the investigation, they closed a door on an exception to a public records request. So there's a very good argument to be made that anybody who wants to can file a Freedom of Information request for the investigative package. They cannot claim, and that would include the identity of the shooter. They cannot claim that this would be subject to a law enforcement privilege because they just told us the case is closed. So now they may come up with a different excuse, a different claim, but I think they'd have to make it. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, that's a public record and the public has a right to know.
But again, they instantly release it in hours if it's a white person shooting a black person, but they won't when it's a black person shooting a white person. Just like this NFL guy in Georgia that killed the six people that were white in some type of racial attack, they won't even cover it in the news. It's weird. What do you think the point of that is?
People like to say that the Constitution is chiseled in granite, that its guarantees are crystal clear for all to see. And that's simply not true. The Constitution is written on silly putty, and its meaning in the terms such as due process or reasonableness gets stretched based on the community consensus on values. Right? If you buy into the notion that there's a racial reckoning and that people of color are owed something because of historic injustice, then of course the door is going to swing one way. I'm tutoring a young law student in constitutional law at an elite university. I'm not going to name the student or the university, but he showed me his textbook, and it talked about the difference between malign or bad discrimination and benign or good discrimination. So law students are being taught that it's okay to treat people differently on the basis of their characteristics, so that people belong to one class get one level of benefits, people belonging to another get a different level. It's just wrong. Now, I heard you say before the break, what can we do to change it? I ask your listeners to go to the Gospel of John chapter 5, and that's the story of the sick man at Bethesda. Jesus went to the fountain. There was a man laying beside the fountain. He was ill. When the waters would rise, they had healing power. He was begging for somebody to move him so that he could be touched by the water. Jesus said, why are you here? I want to be into the waters, he said, but every time the waters move, others beat me there. Jesus looked at the man and he didn't create an affirmative action plan. He didn't create a program for a racial or disabled reckoning. He looked at the man and said words that I don't think we say often enough to one another. Pick up your bed and walk. And the man did. He had the power within himself to take care of his own situation, as I believe we all do. So my view is, the next time somebody asks you for something on account of their skin color, tell them.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
You know, the name of the Capitol shooter that killed the poor woman, Ashley Babbitt, 3+ months ago on January 6th, has been known for a while. When the name came out and his Facebook got exposed, he took his Facebook down. They did not deny that he was the black officer that shot the white, honorably discharged Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt to death in cold blood. Now, I don't wish any harm upon him, and I think that this investigation has been done, and I think it's very, very questionable. I think that if it was a white cop shooting a black woman who was breaking through a window at the Capitol, that the U.S. would be burned to a crisp right now. I think if we had footage of a black woman looking like a fish out of water, groping for life as blood pours out of her face, that would happen. Because the media would make a big deal about it. I'd say it's the heat of battle. It's out of control. The officer was scared. He was working for Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. He'd been ordered to hold people at that line and not let them come any further because the vice president was in there. And though he probably was wrong and should have just hit her in the head with a club or something, you can't charge him because of the heat of battle. That's how common sense works. And maybe I'm being too lenient. Maybe you disagree. That's your right as an American. But I know this. The officer that shot her, I don't care if he's black or white or polka-dotted, we deserve to know their name. And we do know the reported name. I'll show it to you next segment. But if you're a TV viewer, you're watching the footage that our own reporter, who was arrested by the FBI, shot yesterday. And he went in and got incredible footage. And my response to that is on InfoWars.com. And there is a lot of news articles about it today. We'll be covering some of the latest articles also next segment because it's bigger than just InfoWars. It's about freedom of the press. So we all saw that terrible footage of George Floyd overdosing, cop's knee on his back, looked like it was on the neck. I said, this is terrible. Fire that cop, arrest him. Then I learned more that he worked with him. They were friends. George was known to be in porn, a bunch of stuff. They were bouncers together. And then George started getting out of control. Black folks called the police on him, and it all went wrong. Does the cop need more training? Maybe he was wrong. Maybe he's fired. I don't know. But does he get put in prison? The answer is no. You watch this footage. Does the black cop that shot this woman dead because she was screaming and yelling and breaking through the deal and he'd been told under orders, you stop who comes through there. Does he get charged? Probably not, because there was hysteria, just like there was with Kim Potter and the armed robber suspect who'd been waving guns around in a high-speed chase during the city burning with riots, and they're fighting, and he's kicking, and they're grabbing, and she says, taser, taser, and pulls the wrong gun and shoots him. Like anybody would do, if you had that job, you might end up getting that in your own life for 20-something years on the force. It might happen the first week on this force. It might happen 5 years in, 10 years in, 25 years in like her. Or it may never happen. But you look at motive. She got called. He'd done the armed robbery. He was resisting. It was hysteria. It wasn't premeditated. And, you know, mess around, find out. You're not going to see me dressed like a thug, waving guns around, arm robbing people. Because that's how you get killed. That's how you die. And I'm sad this young fool is dead. But the whole point is the globalists are robbing the country. They're euthanizing us. They're poisoning us with tainted vaccines. They're getting rid of the dollar. They're bringing in world government. They're chemtrailing everybody. And they're dividing and conquering us. And the truth is 14 black men die a year on average in questionable circumstances. And every time they do, perfectly right in the middle of this trial, boy, you hear all about how important he is and how great he is. And everybody says they're so sad, including the fake president and the fake vice president. But when thousands of black men kill each other in Chicago and New York and D.C. and all these other places, you don't hear a damn thing about it. Because the New World Order doesn't care about anybody's lives. In fact, they like to get rid of people, and that's the reality. But it blows me away to watch that footage that our own reporter was arrested for filming. The National Geographic was in there and they weren't arrested. The CNN was in there, they weren't arrested. Paying the guy saying burn that mother effer down $35,000. Another agency paid him another $35,000. No problem there. No calls by the left to arrest CNN or National Geographic. I don't think they should be arrested for covering it. I think they should be arrested for obviously paying someone and saying, go in there and do this. That's why Jaden Ness is on tape with the CNN undercover he's with going, I told you it was coming. I told you we're going to pull this off, because he'd been online calling for it for weeks and in person calling for it that day on video. But he was released in one day from jail. How long will our reporter be kept? Yeah, there is our own footage of Jaden Ness. Obviously messed out of his brain, according to his girlfriend. That's our footage. That's why I told Sam and I told Harrison to stay here. I need more crew to stay here. We can't take the whole crew. And Harrison did stay here. And I'm like, once I learned Sam had shot this footage, I'm like, well, I'm mad that he came up here without me knowing about it. But I guess he told Dewey was coming. But I was like, wow, that's amazing footage. But I was just like, this is surreal. This is so bizarre. I mean, I don't like looking at that HD footage. For TV viewers, you're seeing it right now. And you got Jaden X, who not once but twice is calling for burning the mother effer down. But because he's a good little Antifa guy, he's being left alone. He's being protected. But people that simply strolled into those hallways, waved in by police, 3 months later, they're still in jail being beaten up because they're white. And that's come out in the news. Simply insane. So when we come back, I think it's our moral responsibility to release the name as best we know. The man is a Capitol Police officer. If he's not the officer that did it, that's fine. They can contact us and let us know. But it came out, you know, that the internet believed they knew who it was and the name and the information. And so I believe the public has a right to know, not to go after this officer. No one should go after the officer who did this. No one should go after Kim Potter. They were in the fog of war in a crazy situation, and they were told, hold this door, and a bunch of people are crashing through it and breaking through it. You had about 20 police right behind it with machine guns that didn't stop them. And, I mean, you know, you see me. I don't just talk the talk. I want to stop that smuggler car. I jumped in front of it, and we stopped them. I would have, you know, she's breaking through there. I was told to stop people coming through. She was being violent. She didn't hurt me, shot in the chest and die. I'd have walked right up and hit her with a billy club right square in the face. Instead, the police officer, let's show our video from the start, HD. He takes careful aim and kills her. Okay, that's what he did. And the grand jury didn't indict him, so whatever. All I know is we know every white cop that kills a black person's name. But when a black person kills a white person, we don't hear about it because the media wants to act like it's only white people killing black people. And that's not true. It's 10 to 1 black people killing white people, 12 to 1 black people killing white people. And I'm sick of hearing how I'm this evil devil criminal that's so apt to kill black people when it's the other way around. And by the way, I don't blame black people for what a minority of black people do. It's still a small minority that's doing it. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reality. And so the system doesn't want this known. The system doesn't want this seen. And we need to see it and we need to know it. Now, I don't think that Kim Potter needs to go to jail for this. And I don't think the police officer at the Capitol needs to go to jail because of the hysteria, the fog of war, and the orders he was given. Those that gave the order to shoot to kill, they should be investigated because they gave the order. And I'm not giving him a Nuremberg defense that he followed orders. It's the hysteria. A lot of people would have done the same thing. A lot of white cops have done the same thing, and they were ordered to, and the vice president's right there behind him, and you know, right there, and they've gotten right to the point. But then you cannot sit there and then say target all the other cops in other situations that are similar. Dante Wright rioters burned down police building and forced cop Kimberly Potter to flee her home after a dress leaked. So see, the left is going to do all that because that's what the liberal police chief did. So we need to ask, though, why if you're white, are you immediately known? If you're black, you're not. That's the big question. And so we're going to release the purported name that the Internet is saying is the officer. He is a Capitol Police.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Officer or Hispanic police officer shoots a white person, a black person, a whatever person, it's instantly on the news every time. But when a black man shoots a white man or a white woman, it's never on the news, because only whites do bad things. You've heard we're evil. So our intent exposing this is not to say black people are inherently bad or that what one black person does reflects on others. It's just we're going to be fair here. So Tyler Hansen's been a pretty good investigative journalist over the years, and he's been on the show before, and he and others say they have the identity of Ashley Babbitt's shooter, which in the 3-plus months the feds never released, and now they've, quote, cleared the police officer without saying his name of it. You don't normally see that, do you? Like some citizen shoots somebody in their backyard. Later you hear they were indicted or they were cleared, but you heard their name day one. So is he in the new royalty? Now maybe he's not the officer, but for months his name's been known, so if he's not the officer, let us know, and or we're going to do a FOIA, I assure you. I think I've asked my lawyer to do it, to find out exactly what's happening, because we have a right as the press, a right to know. The identity of Ashley Babbitt's shooter is Lieutenant Michael Leroy Byrd, says Taylor Hansen on Twitter. Multiple mainstream media outlets have known this, but refuse to run the story. Why is that? And he was videotaped and photographed that day being involved with firearms in the building and all the rest of it. He's also known as leaving his firearm in a Capitol Visitor Center bathroom. There's an article on that from Roll Call, Capitol Police Weapon Left Unattended in Capitol Bathroom again. But it says it's okay because, well, it just says okay. Capitol Hill grappling with D.C. crime spike. And he's in an article about that in Roll Call as well. They won't say his name, his purported name, but again, we do know Kim Potter's name, and she's had to evacuate her house, and the police station's been burned down, but that's okay, because she's a white devil, and she deserves it. So there you go. Now, Owen Schroyer is at one of the overflow hotels. As of a few days ago, it was 10 hotels in McAllen alone that are overflowed for illegals, little children, girls, unattended teenagers with men controlling them, vans pulling up, getting the women, disappearing. You go to the Catholic Charity, they call it a Catholic Charity, it's like a MS-13 base, it looks like, and the employees have the tattoos all over them, and then they just give the children over and little girls over to folks in vans, or they take them to airports, they're waved through, no IDs are checked, because the FBI's God, and they said the law doesn't count anymore. We are better than Congress, the courts, and the executive. We are the FBI. We are everything. We love MS-13. And they just wave it all through into there. So we showed the 30-plus anchor baby women with babies in their hands and all 9 months pregnant, it looks like. Some of them look like they're 12 years old, 11 years old. We showed you that footage. We showed you men there saying they're there to pick women up in vans. We showed you the illegal centers under the overpasses, the kids sleeping in the dirt. I mean, this is just everywhere you go. We showed you kids being crammed in trunks. The media is like, oh, how dare Jones, he's racist, evil person, doesn't want us smuggling humans. These people are being fed on, and we get more and more and more and more footage. In fact, if you can be real, show the anchor baby moms. Because, I mean, that it's all at band.video in the border crisis section. Go there, click the left-hand corner, find that section. Because there's so many of these every hour coming in, I can't even keep track of them. You know, some of them have 3 million views, some of them have 50,000 views. They all deserve 50 million views. I mean, it needs to be seen. No one else is doing it. So we've gone and shown it. We've gone and documented it. We've got the holy grail of the illegal garbage and the FBI waving the background checks and the mass smuggling and just MS-13 running it and just total insanity. We have undercover police that are on our side going in and getting us all this information. So a lot of locals are upset. But only you can get the articles and the videos and the material at band.video and share it. But you can't share band.video. It's blocked almost. So you got to do bandthis.tv. That is the URL currently, not blockbandthis.tv. Hours and hours and hours, but only you can take action. So the report is up on band.video. It's up on Infowars.com. It broke yesterday afternoon or last night. Minors loaded on planes, little girls and boys, to be given to random strangers. And our undercovers talked to them. They said the oldest was 18 years old. She's the coyote, or the eagle, the hawk. They have different names for it. That goes through, and the TSA isn't there. They just stand down, and they just are waved through, and bye-bye, and no one even knows where they're going. A smuggler's dream. But because Biden says it's okay, everybody loves it. 50,000 views up after, last night. Deserves a million views. Shocking video. Miners loaded on planes to be given to random strangers. Southern border collapse. It's Southern border crisis section. Here's part of that report.
So here, the unaccompanied minors in the McAllen, Texas airport. And when I say unaccompanied folks, so this lady talking to the Border Patrol agent, who's very, very young herself, she's apparently going to go with them. You see, she has all their documents from the Border Patrol. But notice, not a single passport, not a single ID card. These are just packets that the Border Patrol and the charity have typed up. And that's what they're given. And you'll see Border Patrol agents speaking to them, and he's asking if they have ID, and of course they're saying no, no IDs at all. And so this is a sister, or this is somebody that works for a charity in a black jacket with the purple bag. She works for the charity. She will not be going with them. This very young girl over here will be traveling with this group of minors, none of them who have their parents here. Okay? So again, folks, it's really important to note, okay, just kind of see, brand new shoes, brand new pants, brand new shirts, brand new travel bags, all matching. Okay? This is a system. This is a pipeline that they have established, okay, to efficiently and effectively and quickly get people without legal documentation into the United States of America. Okay? So, and as you can see, now she's waved through the checkpoint, and she will be traveling. And we're going to get the full story here, folks, from the... You'll see she's giving them their paperwork. But again, there's no ID card. There's no.
Then they have the undercover that talks to them on the other side. We had undercovers throughout the airport. That full report needs to be seen, needs to go viral. You know, in the old days, actually, Drudge leaked one of our stories the other day. Well, thank you, Drudge, or whoever it is running Drudge. I haven't heard from Drudge in years. This needs to be seen, though, ladies and gentlemen. And that's only a small part of the report. And there's stuff even worse on the site. And this is what you're paying for when you buy books and films and T-shirts and water filtration and air filtration. All of it's top end. All of it's great. All of it funds our operation. Without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. I've told you I'm committed to the end. The FBI is arresting our reporters. It's all hell's breaking loose. But it's okay because we're all burning down together. It's like Helter Skelter. But I was coming with that song next, the Motley Crue version. Because I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you, New World Order. You got that? Well, you burn me down, you're getting burned down yourself. And so that's where we are. 1776 on all the apparel. Special ends on Sunday. 40% off Rocket Rest, the amazing sleep aid. 50% off lung cleanse. That's a big special. And you've got Winter Sun, 40% off the highest quality vitamin D3 taken under your tongue for immune system and more. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And 50% off Winter Sun when you get them together. But we have to end the Vitamin Mineral Fusion special, maybe even earlier than Sunday, because it's about to sell out. More in coming in for a few weeks. Because, again, we just get as much as we can because we could lower the quality of stuff or take stuff out. There's so many ingredients. With the supply chain breakdown, we can't do that. So I'm a stickler for quality. That's why some products have been out for 6 to 8 months. We just can't get them anymore. Bodies has been out for 5 to 6 months. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion while you still can in Fort Worth store. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person. But because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure. And we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we've got Owen Schroyer and our intrepid crew down at the Texas-Mexico border, and let them tell you where they are and what they're planning. But when you drive around McAllen, where I've been many times, all the hotels are empty, no cars, basically, because it's all filled with illegal aliens, many of them children, with people that aren't their parents. I mean, normally, I mean, if Project Veritas broke the stuff we're breaking, I'd say, incredible, Veritas, you're amazing, which we do. They are breaking stuff this big. We're breaking stuff as big as Veritas, but we're not as able to get stuff out as them. We're only able to get it out through you. And so thank you for joining us, viewers and listeners. Thank you, Owen and crew, knocking it out of the park down there. You're now in a day, I guess, 2.5 being there. You've been there since Monday afternoon. I'm going to be joining you soon. Tell us what you witnessed. Tell us where you are and what you're about to do.
So we are at another illegal immigrant overflow hotel, and it's a roadway inn, and it's not even in McAllen. It's about 10 miles out of McAllen in San Juan, Texas. So McAllen is now completely over capacity with the illegal immigrants, and now they're having to bus them to other hotels. Now, before I give you a walkthrough of the situation that we're in right now, I want to give you a brief update here. It's pretty much now confirmed with 99% positivity that all of these organizations that we know are working together through the Rio Grande Valley's Catholic Charities, they are identifying us and warning all their facilities that we're there or what we look like or the vehicles. Because every time we come up on their facilities, whether it's churches or hotels, they immediately block the doors. They immediately send somebody out to address us and say, hey, what are you doing? No vacancy. Get out of here. We already had.
And again, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't cover it up.
Yeah, and they already called the cops on us today. So we've had the cops called 4 times on us. We've never done anything illegal. Now, let me walk you through this hotel. And the reason why we weren't standing on their property, Alex, is because I suspect as soon as I step on their property here that they're probably going to call the police. But I want to show you what's going on here. So, again, this is the Roadway Inn in San Juan, Texas, where they have another immigration overflow facility. Now, this is a very large hotel. I would say at least 100 units. And as you can see, the parking lot, as you said, Alex, is empty. Well, how is a parking lot empty if it's a full hotel? Because I'm going to show you on the door right here, it says no vacancy. And we're already getting yelled at right now by somebody, Alex. So we'll address this individual. But I just want to show you guys no vacancy on the door. So an individual is about to come talk to me, Alex. We'll see what this guy has to say. But no vacancy. Parking lot is empty. And that's because it's filled with... Excuse me, sir?
You're not supposed to be here on my property.
What do you mean?
You're not supposed to be here on my property.
What are we doing
You're
illegal?
You're supposed to be filming here on my property.
Are you the owner of this hotel?
Yes, sir.
So how much do you get paid to facilitate the illegal immigrants? It is my business. It's taxpayer dollar. So are you... So what are you saying? Are you telling us we need to leave? So there you can see the non-citizens in there. Are these American citizens? It doesn't matter. So the answer is no. Well, what about them though? They're not even Americans. How much money are you making? What's your name, sir?
It's none of your business.
What's your name, sir? What is it one more time?
Rene Palacios.
Rene Panopoulos?
Yes. Palacios.
And you're the owner?
Palacios, sir.
Palacios. And who's this candidate that you support here?
Bubba.
Yeah. Is that a Democrat?
Is
that a Democrat for city commissioner?
Yeah.
So you guys like facilitating illegal immigration but kicking off American citizens?
Sure. I'm not here to answer your questions, sir. Okay. I just don't want you here.
Okay. Why?
I want you out of here right now. Please. I'm just telling you.
Are U.S. citizens welcome here?
Sir. You're not welcome here.
Why am I not welcome, sir? Don't you think it's an interesting thing that I'm just standing here and you don't want us here? Can you just answer why?
Sir, I'm not doing nothing illegal. I'm ready for people.
So then what do you have to hide?
I'm not doing anything.
So what are you doing here?
I'm running my business right here.
Okay.
You're disturbing running my business.
But these are non-citizens.
You're disturbing running my business.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All these rooms are filled.
I don't have these.
All these rooms are filled. I'm not earning your business.
That's none of your concern, sir.
Okay, fine. I'm just asking you why we're not welcome, but non-citizens are. That's all. That's all we're asking. So there you go, Alex. So another facility that we come to.
And let's be clear, they call it all legal to have open borders and little kids and MS-13 people delivering kids everywhere. It's illegal. Biden didn't sign an executive order. It violates federal law. The FBI can't waive laws. They can't waive laws and say there's no background checks for kids brought in the country and put on airplanes. It's all a fraud.
Are you in this hotel, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you live in this hotel?
Yes.
Are you from America?
I have COVID.
Do you respond for COVID? Is that why they sent you here?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone make sure you stay here? So you can leave whenever you want? You You can or can't leave. Do nurses
the borders
take care of you, sir?
Asylum, folks.
No nurses?
They hate me.
They don't like you. Why is that?
Because I'm white.
Because you're white, you say. So
he's
where
messing
are you from,
with you,
sir? Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
here, Alex, they're calling the police right now. But I want to show you.
Well, here's the deal. There's a public perception that that's an open business. So once the police get there, they have to present you with a letter of trespass and make you leave. Leave if you want now, but you know the drill. It's all fraud.
No, Alex, we're going to walk through the parking lot here just so you can see. So you saw the no vacancy sign. You saw him say that we're not welcome here. As you can see, that people are living here, Alex. You can see they're washing their clothes in their sink, and they're letting it dry out on these rails, out on these trees right here. And again, no cars here. So the whole hotel, 100 units, is completely filled with non-citizens, and there's no car here.
I know because I was there last week. You go to hotel after hotel after hotel in every town, hundreds of hotels. Now, no commerce, no business, COVID lockdown, but illegal aliens pouring across everywhere.
And did you notice what the gentleman said to me? He said his name was Palacios. He claimed to be the owner of this hotel. You notice what he said? He said, "You're interfering with my business." Well, wait a second. This hotel is booked solid for an indefinite period of time. The business is already solid. So how am I interfering with this business? Oh, because if we expose that what they're doing here is illegal, maybe that shuts down his no-bid contract.
Well, I mean, look, again, they're all operating under Biden saying do it. And the Border Patrol followed his orders. There's no executive order, but he had the head of the Border Patrol order the illegal activity. The Border Patrol said that. They're hoping Congress acts, but they're still, I think, doing wrong. They should walk off the job. I mean, we really need boycotts. We need the Border Patrol to boycott this and just walk off and not deliver all the illegals. They'll all just pile up because they all expect a bunch of free money. I mean, my God, we need a Border Patrol strike. That will shut this down because these people are all paid to the coyotes. They're paid to the Democrats. They've already paid up. This is totally organized, mechanized. The answer is the Border Patrol and others need to walk off. This is already lawless anyways. Go ahead.
Completely agree, Alex. Somebody has to take a leadership position on this and stop this at the source. And right now, we've talked to multiple federal agents. They say, you know, it's just a strange time. It's like Twilight Zone. They're doing the exact opposite thing that they were hired to do.
And it's like we keep saying, where's the governor? He should do way more. The state police are nowhere to be seen down there. They just write tickets on the highway. Well, we need action now. This is incredible.
Yeah, and the so-called owner has come back out here. Let me just complete showing you this entire facility, and we'll go back and see if we can't talk to the owner again before the police show up. So he has
I'm going to break for networks. We got a hard break. This people always say, like, Jones went to break to hide the info. It's set time, satellites, our radio affiliates will dump us. We don't go to break. I have to go to break in 40 seconds. Owen, stay there. Be safe. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Owen Stroyer, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. This is groundbreaking stuff. I'm so proud of the crew. I'm so proud of you, the listeners, keeping us on air and doing this. Without you, we would not be doing this. No one else is doing this. We've trended on Twitter 4 times last week. We've had an additional 50 million views. Media Matters has written a huge story bitching that I told you we had 15 million views on TikTok. People are like, where's the 15 million views? I told you they did a huge hit piece, got the videos removed. So I'm not telling you where our viral videos are anymore. Even that crew are like, where's the video of that? Oh, well, you know, I'll tell you. Then they took them down. But we'll be right back. Stay with us.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can.
You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are expected with loans and terminal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. People has a letter of license in all 50 states at LSConsumerAccess.org number 330.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, our reporter Sam Montoya was arrested in Discovery's Capitol event. Our crew is down at the southern border between Texas and Mexico, and all these hotels are filled with children, women, you name it. They're catching smuggling at the airport, unattended children, being just put on planes, incredible stuff. Owen Schroyer, we went to break for 4 minutes here on the Alex Jones Show. What happened since you were not with us?
So as expected, the hotel called the cops on us and filed a complaint and said we're not allowed on their property. But there is a sidewalk right here in front of the hotel that we were told that it's perfectly legal for us to stand here and record in front of the
hotel.
And
now they're coming and talking over you, aren't they?
This guy, sir, are you homeless? Are you homeless, sir? No, but I'm serious. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Do you know?
He's one of the weirdos.
Otherwise, do you work here? Yeah, I can't really get any answers out of this guy. How you doing, man? Right on, man.
So we got a fan
that just stopped by, too.
So anyway, Alex,
every time we try to talk to these people running the facilities, they seem to be very nervous. They seem to be very suspicious. They obviously don't want media there. If they believe what they're doing here is such a great thing, if they really think this is a humanitarian thing they're doing and they're heroes, you think they'd want to promote it. You think they'd want to promote their charities. You think they'd want to be asking.
Sure, exactly. Let's shift gears and talk about what else you've seen since I talked to you last night. You'll be hosting the War Room coming up here in about an hour and 10 minutes for 3 hours. What else have you witnessed? Let's talk about Sam Montoya. I mean, Sam's a great guy. I've been here 3 years. went up there, on his own, because I said, you got to stay here in Austin and run the shows, but he decided to go up there. And I'm not saying that because I'm not glad he went to the Capitol. He shouldn't be indicted for this. You know, it's BS. You've been indicted for simply confronting Nadler peacefully. You're also arrested for doing a silent protest. So they've charged him with the same thing that they charged you with that you're currently fighting, but they want to keep him in jail for months for this. What do you make of it?
Well, the Democrats are completely out of control. I mean, this is really serious, dangerous, scary stuff, quite frankly. I really don't even like talking about it, Alex. We've kind of been talking about it lately on air, too, but just how real this is getting, how close this is getting. I mean, it's coming to our homes. It's coming to our friends. It's coming to our families. This is the left. This is communism. This is fascism. This is authoritarianism. This is totalitarianism. This is tyranny. And we're just the front line standing against tyranny. So, of course, they're going to try to mop up and wipe out the front lines first. Because we come out here and we expose all their crimes. We whether it's covering the fake elections, whether it's covering the open borders, whether it's covering up the fake pandemic, we blow up all of their fake news. We are the ones that are fighting the tyranny. That's why they have to come after us first. And, you know, Sam is one of dozens. Sam is one of dozens who's rotting in a jail cell right now because they were in D.C. on January 6th. Everybody knows the real criminals are still in D.C. Everybody knows the real criminals have been in D.C. for decades. And now that they know we're on to them, the Chuck Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters of the world, they want to do away with the pesky Americans. They want to do away with the pesky.
And Owen down on the Texas-Mexico border, this collapse. Let's talk about that. We don't want to be the only ones down there covering it. Yeah, it's sensational. Yeah, we got a lot of viewers. We don't care. We wish there were satellite trucks everywhere. Well, this is incredible stuff, but because it's not on the news, we shoot video of the anchor babies or the smuggler cars, and people think it's fake. Like we have a $200 million budget to shoot something like that. I mean, so we wish, and there's the police. We wish everybody, there's no coverage of this, Owen.
Yeah, so there's two police here now. They're still complaining. They're trying to throw us off the sidewalk, but this is public property. So there's nothing they can do. But they don't want us here. They don't want us filming. And again, it's like if you're in any of these areas or you're in any of these facilities, if they protect these illegal immigrants like they're a commodity, Alex. They protect these illegal immigrants like they're part of a business infrastructure. And they don't want media talking to them. They don't want media exposing what's going on. I can't get a hotel room anywhere. You can't go talk to these people. There are walls around their facilities.
That's right. Almost every hotel, including the one we were staying at last time, was having job fairs to oversee all the illegal aliens. So this is industrial-level collapse. Where is Congress? Where are the hearings? Biden doesn't have the authority to do this. I mean, sure, Ted Cruz went down there, great. Where is everybody else, Owen? Why is that not happening?
And to echo what you said earlier, Alex, how is every media outlet not down here covering this? I mean, it's unbelievable. We came here today, Alex, and it didn't even take 30 seconds. We heard about a facility over here. We drove into San Juan. We found the Rio Grande Valley's Charity Center. It took 5 minutes. And then we followed a busload to this hotel, the Roadway Inn in San Juan. We followed a busload. Boom, they dropped them off. We followed the busload. Boom, they took another load to the McAllen Center. It's not even, I mean, you come here, it happens 24/7. It's like, oh, I'm going to go to the diner. I'm going to get a cheeseburger. You know, you're going to go get a cheeseburger. You know, you're going to get a soda. Well, I'm going to go to one of these illegal immigrant facilities, and you know, you're going to see van loads. You're going to see bus loads. You're going to see tons of children. That's mostly what this is here, Alex. These are mostly children and adults. They don't know if they're related. They don't know.
That violates federal and state law. And you can say, okay, well, the TSA law Congress passed back in 2002 or whatever is unconstitutional. Well, it doesn't matter. It's in place for us, the citizens. It's not in place where it's supposed to be under other federal law at the border with children being smuggled and Senate reports that's been done in mass before. So, I mean, we could do citizen's arrest. I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying this is illegal. This is out of control, and this is brazen. Why do you think Biden is so arrogant, and why do you think Congress isn't acting on this? We've just become numb to the tyranny?
They're making their move, Alex. That's what it is. They're making their move on all fronts, and, you know, you really think about it. Again, it's scary. They have all their pieces in place right now to just twist that lever, and all the gears will mesh. And you know they've got another COVID, advanced virus that they'll probably release out of a Wuhan lab or somewhere. You know they got lockdowns ready and new legislation ready to lock this down.
You know they got schizophrenics and meth wound up to do mass shootings. Exactly. They've also got their financial collapse they're going to stage. That's in the documents. Yeah, exactly. They've made their move. That's why they don't care. They don't care how obvious it is. They don't care about it gets, because this is just the beginning.
And again, we get police called on us because we're out here executing our First Amendment. They run an illegal immigration pipeline, and I say, hey, you know, what are the police doing here with us? They should be in there talking to this guy. They should be investigating why these children are in hotels without their parents. They should be investigating why we have unaccompanied minors being put into hotel rooms with foreign adults. They don't even have IDs. They could lie about what they're doing. I mean,
and there's all these weird, creepy men floating around going, I'm here to get women, loading them in vans that disappear. I mean, this is, I've never seen stuff like this in movies. I mean, this is like insane.
Again, we invite the media. Come cover this. Again, did I stage this? Did I stage showing up and the police coming here with multiple cop cars and this guy over here complaining that the media is out here? Did we stage all this? No, this is as real as it gets, folks. There's no staging that has to go on here. We tell you the real story. And when we get over the target, that's why you see the fact that we take, because we are over the target. This is such a money-grabbing thing for the locals here, like the hotel owner. He likes it because he's making a bunch of money. The bus drivers like it because they're making a bunch of money. The airlines like it because they're making a bunch of money. And citizens of McAllen have to pay to have this illegal immigration pipeline run through their town. The United States of America is just having a wide open border and a welfare state, so we're all going to have to pay for this eventually, somehow, some way. Who's going to leverage that debt? How is that going to be used against
the United
States?
All right, tell us what's coming up. I know you got a lot of reports you're behind, not in a bad way, behind on. They're piling up with limited crew. I know you've got a lot more shot. What are we going to see at man.video today? What are we going to see at Infowars.com? What else you got?
Well, we had a plan to do a drone shoot in McAllen to kind of do drone footage above the facility and then show them the walk that they go to the Catholic Charities. But we ran into a bit of a snafu. They have a no-fly zone right above the illegal immigration facilities, if you can believe that, a no-fly zone. And as you can see, it looks like more people are being delivered right now. There's another lady going in there with an envelope. So honestly, Alex, there's so much happening 24/7 here. I don't even know where to begin. You know, it's a damn illegal immigration pipeline. There's thousands of them coming in every day. There's dozens of hotels. There's dozens of drivers. There's suspicious people involved.
And the left plays this game. They go, okay, Jones didn't stage that last week completely, but it's legal and these are good people. No, it's not legal. And it's all this mind control that the country's under. All right, Owen, coming up in 1 hour, the war room. You'll be in the field. I guess you've got Emperor Papagena or whoever helping out as well doing it. Oh, Harrison Smith's going to be here. That's great. Harrison Smith's pulling double duty today. He does weekday mornings. Oh, by the way, I've got a Harrison Smith clip I asked for at the start of the show. Did I get that? Because he did such a good job at the end of his show that I'm going to air that Harrison Smith piece. I was sitting at the end of his show. It was so good. We're going to air a few minutes of that, and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Thank you so much, Owen.
Thank you, Alex. We'll see you guys at 3.
I'll be joining you very soon in person down there. You have done well. Don't forget, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, last few days to get it. Everybody needs it. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And Winter Sun, back in stock, 40% off. Get them both together, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And that funds our hardcore action. We're in the fight. You keep us in the fight with your funds. So thank you for the support and take action now on InfoWarsStore.com. And then tell folks to tune in. And then pray for us. A 360 win.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.